Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Wishing all of you a very happy new year. 1 hour from now, KSEJ Radio will broadcast the Iowa Hawkeye football pregame. It's bowl season, and we wish the Hawkeyes well a little bit later today. My guest on Grow Siouxland today is Barbara Sloniker, who serves as the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We were scheduled to bring you Chris Bogenreef, who is the longtime sponsor of our Grow Siouxland radio program. Unfortunately, Chris is dealing with some unanticipated matters and unavoidably detained. And so Barbara will be focused on a year in review in economic development and chamber activity starting January of 2022 and carrying all the way through the end of this calendar year. We'll bring Mr. Bogenreef back as soon as we're able to reschedule him. But this morning is a special edition, a one-hour program, a one-hour edition, if you will, of Grow Siouxland, again, leading in to the Iowa Hawkeye football pregame show on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Barbara, welcome to Grow Siouxland. It's actually, I went back and looked. It's been over 2 years since you've been a guest on Grow Siouxland.
Wow, that doesn't seem possible, but
it doesn't to me either.
Time flies, and good morning, by the way.
Well, we're thrilled to have you in studio. Thank you so much for joining us, and hope that you and your family had a wonderful Christmas holiday.
We did, thank you, and same, hopefully you did too.
It was great to have all the kids back home under one roof, and so we're thrilled to have had the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with them. Daughter came back from the West Coast, a couple of sons came back from the East Coast, and Mama Bear was just happy to have all her kids back at home for a few days.
Yep, I can imagine. It was a wonderful holiday for us too.
And we hope that all of our listeners had a wonderful Christmas, or if you celebrate Hanukkah. And now looking into the new year, we wish all of you a personally and professionally prosperous 2023. And Barbara, what a year it has been. There's been some great news. We kicked off January with some great news. Late in the fall, we got some more challenging news in the Siouxland Metro. But let's start with the good news. 2022, well, let's go back to this time in 2021, because you're responsible every year for submitting site selection projects and rankings for economic development. And every January 1st at midnight, we start all over. We start at zero. We have to compete anew. But 2022 kicked off with a bang, did it not?
I think so. We started right off with an announcement from Coldlink saying they were wanting to build a huge cold storage facility right here in Siouxland. Happens to be on the Iowa side, $60 million investment, create 60 jobs on a 40-acre site. I mean, that's exciting news, and I think the cold storage is something we've been needing even more of in this area.
Well, obviously, we are a food processing hub. We're an agricultural-based economy, but people know well all of the food processing that takes place in the Siouxland Tri-State Metro, so additional cold storage was always a priority.
Right, and I think it fits perfect. It fits perfectly for, as you say, what we kind of needed.
Well, and if memory serves, this literally was announced in the first week or two of calendar 22.
Right, so as you said, we kind of started off with a bang, and so we were hoping the rest of 22 would look the same.
And it started out that way, didn't it?
Yes, it did, because right on the heels of that, we had the Royal Canin with $185 million investment, and that's on the South Dakota side. So a reminder that we work in the tri-state area of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, so it's fun to see these projects pop up on all sides of the river. And I, you know, from talking with Royal Canin, the biggest thing they said was during COVID, that was just a really positive time for their company because people went out and got pets.
So. Yeah, no, I certainly certainly understand. But that's staggering because they had over $100 million invested
already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the last few years. And so this was another significant announcement.
Right. So, and that's what's so interesting about a lot of the things that we do here in Siouxland. You see, you know, expansion of, yes, we like to bring in companies from outside, for example, like Coldlink, but seeing those local companies that have already invested here reinvest and continue to invest, I think it's a tribute to the local economy and actually really our workforce.
So while economic development kicked off the year in great fashion, on the Siouxland Initiative side of the equation, and again, you serve as the Executive Vice President on the Siouxland Initiative side, but you also wear a hat on the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce side, and one of the biggest annual events takes place every February.
That's right.
And that's the Peer Days.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, for Dakota, on the South Dakota side. I apologize. So,
and you have responsibility for that as well.
Yes, yes. And we go to Peer, just like we do the Des Moines Day trip, usually late January, early February. We go to Peer in February. We take a group of from the Dakota Valley Business Council, so all businesses that are investing on the South Dakota side, and we go to the Capitol in Peer for about a day and a half. We meet with everyone from the governor, lieutenant governor, down to department heads, Department of Labor, Department of Transportation, Department of Education, and even then also legislative leadership on in both houses and on both sides of the aisle.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Barbara Sloniker. We're completing a year in review. It's a special edition of Grow Siouxland, a one-hour program today as we will lead into the pregame with Gary Dolphin and Iowa Hawkeye football. That's just around the corner, and we want to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Chris is the longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland. Unfortunately, he ran into a couple of business-related challenges and is unable to join us in studio today. We will reschedule Chris early in the new year and talk about commercial real estate and economic development in the tri-state area, as we have historically done each and every year. We close out the year with Chris Bogenreef as our guest. Chris, we hope that things get back to normal quickly. And pinch hitting, Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President. And Barbara, in addition to all the work that you do in February with Peer Days, I know that you also do a similar thing in January with Des Moines Day, and I jumped ahead, and I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, and those trips kind of mirror each other of what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to meet with the powers that be, whether it be, as I said, governor, lieutenant governor, or department heads, talk to them about the things that mean the most to our local economy, to help grow our local economy, whether it be on the Iowa side in Des Moines, or whether it be on the South Dakota side in Peer. And we always get a good group of go with us business leaders from the area on either side of the river. And they really are informative trips. And we have great access, I would say, definitely both in South Dakota and Iowa. The meetings we request, we get, right? So we're able to sit down face to face with Governor Noem or with Governor Reynolds. And then also, like I said, legislative leadership is important because we work legislative agendas in both of those states all through the whole session. So it gives a little face time to our group to be able to do that.
Well, and not only do you meet with the executive branch leadership at the governor's level and personally with the governors, but you also meet with legislative leaders from both political parties, majority, minority, House, Senate, and that really makes this trip, I think, probably one of the very best in the country in terms of access, because we do sit in a tri-state. We do have three different states, and then we'll talk about a trip to Washington, D.C. in a little bit, but access to six United States senators rather than just two.
Right, and I think that really gives us some extra pull. And again, just an extra access, I think, is the great word that you used. To be able to go to those people, whether it be on the national level in D.C., when you have an issue, a local person has an issue, or whether it be in South Dakota or Iowa or Nebraska, to be able to have the context to know what people to reach out to help solve your problem.
And here we are at the end of 2022, but these trips occur early in 2023. And if you're interested in joining the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce for any of these lobbying excursions, don't hesitate to call us at 712-255-7000. 7903. And Barbara, we're through January and February and digging into the month of March already. Tell us about what took place in early March, because speaking of Governor Inhofe and Governor Reynolds, the Siouxland Initiative hosted an event with Governor Ricketts in early March.
That's right. And that was the announcement that Siouxland had once again ranked number one with Site Selection Magazine for communities under 200,000 population. And that was in number of economic development projects, which is always interesting because when you see something like the Royal Canin announcement with $185 million, you think that should count for more than one project, right? Or many years ago when we had the CF, that was nearly $2 billion. Still only counts as one project. So it's been great to see Siouxland. And again, these rankings come from our strength of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, because we always have projects from all three states that help get us that ranking.
And so the ranking that comes out in the first week of March is based on the previous calendar year from January to December. And each December, you lead the effort at the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative to make sure that all of our qualifying projects are accurately recorded and reported. Now, of course, the magazine tracks these as well. We serve as somewhat belt and suspenders to support that effort. But that was the third year in a row, and I think the 10th time overall that the Siouxland Tri-State Metro has ranked number one in the nation for economic development.
You're correct. And we actually, if you recall, one year we missed by, I think, one project, and we shouldn't have, but we did. So we move on, right? So we're pretty happy about our track record and that continuous, that's what we have here. It's steady growth. It's always continuing to grow our economy.
Well, and I think that speaks volumes because as you mentioned a moment ago, these scored projects include new projects like Coldlink, but also local expansions that meet one of three criteria: over $1 million in capital investment, over 20,000 square feet in new floor space, or the addition of 20 employees. Any of those three criteria qualify a project as long as there is an element of new construction included. And so a real debt of gratitude to the local companies who choose to grow and expand right here at home, because they have made a profound difference in those annual rankings.
That's true. And, you know, it's always amazing to me when I get ready to do that report. I mean, yes, you're in the moment as projects happen and you're working with them. But then when you kind of look back and reflect, even like we're doing today, we've had a really great year. And it's fun to realize that and celebrate it, if you will.
Well, and here's a little bit of a teaser, Barbara, because you just completed the list for calendar 22, submitted the list within a week or so ago. How would you say things look? I know it's based on how all the other communities do, but was it a good year for us?
I think it was a very good year. And when I started out, you know, I wasn't quite as sure. But as you reflect and you start to dig through and you think there has really been a lot of positive growth in our community. So I'm bullish on hoping we get the ranking again.
Well, and that's not the only significant occurrence in the month of March. I know that March is also the annual Key Executive Welcome.
That's right. So the Chamber does that Key Leadership Welcome usually in March. And that's really just a sort of a relaxing event, but we're trying to celebrate the people that are new. They've either transitioned or moved up in an organization or have moved in from out of town. And it's really a night for them to get to know their peers and for us to kind of roll out who the people are, who the new movers and shakers, if you will, are in the community that might not know everybody. So it's a great networking event. And if you are a new, do find yourself in that role, either having transitioned or moved up or come from out of town now in a higher role for one of our local companies, it's really a great way to meet people.
Well, and it's a wonderful event, and a shout out to our new director of events, Laura Brighton. Laura's been with us almost a full year now. In the month of January, she'll celebrate a one-year anniversary of employment with the Chamber. But back in March of 22, she was just starting, and this is one of her first big events, but she did a tremendous job, and we'll talk about some of the events that Laura had primary responsibility for coming up. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Barbara Sloniker. Barbara serves as the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We're completing a year in review, going through the 12 months of 2022 as we lead into Hawkeye pregame at the top of the hour. That said, Barbara, we've completed the first quarter of 2022, and we're off to April. And on April 1st, the Siouxland Initiative kicked off with their second second retreat. It had been the first retreat in 5 years. Tip of the cap to our then chair of the initiative, Mike Wells, who called for this retreat.
That's right. And I think what was really interesting about that retreat this year, in the past, you know, we've really focused on job creation. And at this time with a limited workforce, while that's still important and we'll continue to look at that, I think the addition is, so I guess, you know, adding to, besides worrying about job creation, is the quality of life. Because if we want to attract the right workers here to help supply our company's, local company's workforce, we need to have quality of life amenities. And I think this area has done a great job of, you know, stepping into that role. And so I see great things going forward with that.
Well, and the retreat was led by our former colleague, Debbie Durham, who now serves as the director of the Iowa Economic Development Authority and the Iowa Finance Authority in Des Moines. She was the ideal individual to lead the retreat because of her vast knowledge and experience with the chamber and the initiative. And this may be as good a segue as any. Debbie gave us some indication that the governor was on the precipice of a significant economic development and employee and resident citizen attraction initiative. And that was launched just a week or so later. And you talk about the importance of quality of life. Destination Iowa certainly feeds into that.
That's right. It does. And that's, you know, kudos to the governor and to the state for understanding and recognizing the same thing we're seeing locally, that quality of life does move the needle. And you need to have things for your employees to do if you want them to be happy and stay here. And we've been very fortunate to be awarded. We were actually the first group awarded, and I think at the time, at least, it was the largest award.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I believe it remains one of the most significant awards. Took a back seat ultimately to the Dyersville, Iowa Field of Dreams project, understandably
so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great program for the state of Iowa. Kudos to Mike Wells for his leadership personally and through Wells in our Destination Iowa application. We had to raise $2.5 million in about 2.5 weeks to close a funding gap to qualify for that program. And I would be remiss if we didn't recognize Matt Salvatore, who serves as the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Sioux City. Matt brought Lamar's, Merrill, Hinton, Sergeant Bluff, and Sioux City together, along with the Chamber and the Initiative, of course. You and I played indispensable roles in making that happen as well. But that helped us leverage about $6 or $7 million from the state of Iowa to put toward a $20 million project to connect bike paths in the tri-state region.
Right, and I think that's very significant. We have all these wonderful bike trails, but that connection, making sure you can ride continuously, and with the Plywood Trail, which again the Wells Foundation has been very instrumental in moving that project forward, you'll be able to go from, you know, Sergeant Bluff all the way to Lamar's. I mean, and as a, you know, former runner, I shouldn't say former marathon runner, hopefully still a runner. You know, those are important things. And biking, people want to be able to get on and just go and not have to worry about traffic. It's much safer. It's scenic. It's great exercise. It's great for the heart. So yes, I this Destination Iowa has really been a great thing to happen to our community.
And what a perfect segue into the month of May, where the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce got involved in Bike to Work Day.
That's right. So Simcoe has been, and still is, you know, leading the charge on the National Bike to Work Day. And this past year, 2022, the Chamber said, we'd like to be a little more involved. We think there's some things we can do to help, maybe promote it a little more. And again, it's something we believed in, and it does definitely go well with our quality of life initiative. So, and again, a reminder that on Bike to Work Day, which is usually, it's in mid-May, and I apologize, I don't have the date right now, maybe it's the 19th. Regardless, it's just a fun day, and you don't have to be a serious biker to do it. If you want to ride around the block, you can take part in it. It's kind of the awareness of physical exercise and get outside that's important, and actually too, just the camaraderie of being with your fellow workers.
And unfortunately, you weren't able to participate in Bike to Work Day this particular year because you had other responsibilities on the East Coast.
That's right. And unfortunately, I think it's going to happen again this coming year. We were in, that was our annual Washington conference. So the timing was unfortunate that we missed Bike to Work Day. We were able to help plan it. And of course, we had several staff members here and chamber ambassadors that were able to assist with Bike to Work Day. But the Washington conference, always a great event. We had about, I think, 35 people go this year. First year we've been since COVID in 2021, we did a virtual, which worked out well, but it was great to be back there. There were a lot more rules, if you will, on the Hill, having to be escorted by staff. We're hoping that this May, some of those will be relieved, but the jury's still out on that right now.
And that said, this is one of the oldest and longest continuous lobbying trips in the nation. We're pushing 70 years, and with the lone interruption due to COVID, the Siouxland Chamber sent a delegation to D.C. every single year for almost 70 years.
Yes, and I would say that's an impressive record, and I haven't been there for all 70. It feels like it sometimes, but no, it's always a great trip, and I think you mentioned earlier having access to 6 U.S. senators and 8 members of Congress. Other delegations don't have that, and being able to, you know, we've gone to them on many, on many local issues. You know, I do air service development for the airport, so that's one thing where those 3 states are very happy to help, lobby in a letter or something in support of something we want for the airport. And to see that come from 6 senators versus just 2, that's pretty powerful.
Well, when we think about our friends in Central Iowa in Des Moines, they have access to 2 United States senators.
That's it,
Iowa senators. And because we sit in the tri-state area of Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, we have 2 senators in each of those 3 respective states. And the final month in the first half of the year, in the first half of our program, we look to June. And every June, one of the most significant Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual fundraising events takes place.
That's right. We have the Chamber Annual Golf Classic, where we bring 288 golfers to the Dakota Dunes Country Club Golf Course and the Sioux City Country Club Golf Course just for a day of golfing. And then at the end, we bring them in for a kind of a networking dinner. But I will say, you know, this sells out quickly, within hours usually. We give away an enormous amount of prizes, whether it be cash or actual prizes. And again, those are likely due to our sponsors. I mean, it's well sponsored. Again, another great networking event. That's a lot of what the chamber does, bring people together. That's the way you find solutions or connections.
Barbara, you had an incredibly busy first half of 2022. I'm sure 23 will be more of the same. Just after this short commercial break, we'll visit about the second half of calendar 2022. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ Radio. Our guest today, Barbara Sloniker of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We'll be right back with our year in review after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend this 1 hour special program with us on KSEJ this morning. Our program is going to lead straight into the Hawkeye football pregame show at the top of the hour. Our guest was scheduled to be Mr. Chris Bogenried, the sponsor of Grow Siouxland. Chris is dealing with some issues and unavoidably detained. We'll reschedule Chris for our year in review related to real estate and economic development as soon as we're able to do so. Pinch hitting for Mr. Bogan Reef is the executive vice president of the Siouxland Initiative, a 25-year veteran of the organization, someone with expertise in economic development, transportation, government relations. And if you were with us in the first half of the program, you know that we covered all of the first half of calendar 2022 in the first half of our morning Grow Siouxland radio program. And in the second half hour, we're going to cover July through December. And Barbara, July kicks off with the same annual event, which is so important to Siouxland, and it's done so for over three decades.
That's right, and that's Saturday in the Park, always the first Saturday in July. And what, it's a community-wide event. The event is free and open to the public. There are vendors there with food and crafts and things like that to do. It ends with fireworks, but the music, the entertainment all day long, always amazing. And to think anybody can come to see that for free. So that's what's really, I think, the draw of that event.
Yeah, it's a great event, and we need to give a shout-out to the event organizer, Dave Bernstein. Dave and his friend Adam Figus conceived of and started this program, this concert, this outdoor jazz festival, if you will, three decades ago, and it's been running and growing and getting bigger and stronger every single year. At some time in the next couple of months, we'll hear about headliners for the July 2023 Saturday in the Park Festival. And a reminder that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce sponsors the fireworks that close that event every single year. July, things stay pretty active, but this August we had some history-making news at the 185th. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right. So in August, it was announced that Colonel Sonia Morrison would become the new commander of the 185th. And so Chris mentions historic. She's the first woman to lead that group. And, you know, she's an amazing person. She has amazing leadership skills, definitely the right person at the right time for the 185th, and just very exciting news for our community.
Well, and again, Colonel Morrison started in ROTC at the University of Northern Iowa in the Army, eventually cross-purposed into the Air National Guard, but she has a background not only as a helicopter pilot, but now a fixed-wing pilot, and she has made history as the first female to serve as the wing commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing of the Iowa Air National Guard. We also made some history, which we'll talk about in the month of October, with a couple of our local individuals being promoted to general officer. As I said, we'll get to that in October, but Barbara, that's not the only thing that occurred in August. I know that Charisse Yanni, one of seven commissioners with the Iowa Department of Transportation, as appointed by the governor, hosted a significant meeting here in our community.
That's right. The Iowa DOT Commission, which Charisse Yanni is one of the commissioners, actually travels around the state and occasionally comes to Sioux City. And with that opportunity, Charisse thought we should probably be hosting them somewhere unique in Sioux City. And of course, that place happened to be Cone Park. And that, of course, it was in August, so we weren't going down the hill on the tubes, but we were doing I don't know what you call them, the blankets or whatever they're called, but we were able to go sledding on the grass hill. And we actually had one of the commissioners from out of town take advantage of that. And so that was really fun. People just joined in and, again, trying to show off what Siouxland has to offer. And, again, remembering as kind of been a theme through this visit this morning about quality of life and just trying to do unique things. And you may or may not know that now we also have a mountain bike park planned for the same at Cone Park. So I think bringing all of those kind of quality of life amenities together in one area is a positive for our area.
You know, you raise a great point about quality of life and the new world-class mountain biking facility that is being installed at Cone Park. A shout out to Jay Chesterman and the Chesterman Family Foundation. They basically primed the fundraising pump on that project with a $1 million contribution. An additional $2 million was raised, so that's now a $3 million project. Matt Salvatore, again, with the city of Sioux City, leading that effort. But that's something that we have to look forward to in the coming year or so. Barbara, September, probably the busiest month of the year for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I would say that's probably true. It's year end for one thing, but for the other, it's our annual dinner event, which we bring, like we say, 1,400 of our closest friends all together for a night to kind of celebrate the chamber. And we always make sure that we have a good reason for them to be there, which is a lot depends on our keynote speaker selection. And the chair of the board usually has some very good input on as to who that speaker would be. And this past year here in September, we had Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, former CIA director. I mean, impressive resume, and I don't think he disappointed.
Yeah, Pompeo really does have an incredible resume, and I think that's another wonderful addition to 36 years of chamber keynote speakers, the most prominent, captivating, intellectually engaging speakers. And Pompeo, a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, not only a graduate, graduated first in his class, served in the Army, actually served at the Berlin Wall as a young lieutenant in the Army, then went to Harvard Law School, practiced law for a while, went into private sector business, was elected to Congress for three terms, and as you summarized, went on to serve as the director of the CIA and then the Secretary of State, and to bring Secretary Pompeo in to keynote that event. Hats off to Brian Crichton, the past chair of the Chamber Board of Directors. It was his leadership that helped make that selection and securing Secretary Pompeo for that event possible.
And it was a great night, and you can always tell by the, and we do, and Laura Brighton, which Chris mentioned earlier, and the Chamber Ambassadors who put on the event really did do a good job of kind of keeping that moving along. We like to get people out of there, by 9 o'clock if possible. It's a school night, if you will. But what was amazing, it was during Mr. Pompeo's remarks, nobody left. I mean, at times, people are having to leave, but everyone was standing or sitting there listening intently. So that's a good way to show that you got the right speaker.
Well, and it sets a high bar for this year's chair, Christy Vermeulen McManamy. Christy's already working on a list of potential keynote speakers for the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner event in September of 23. And a shout out to both Christy Vermeulen McManamy and Travis Morgan, who lead part of that dinner on an annual basis with their year in review in both news and sports stories. And we had a lot to celebrate in 2022. Barbara, that, however, leads us into October. And October brought us some bad news.
Right. I mean, I would say we had a mixed October, but yes, when we started off October with the announcement from Tyson that they were wanting to move or close the Dakota Dunes facility and move all those jobs to corporate down in Arkansas, that was a tough time.
And it is a tough time. And I think it's important that people realize that the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative went into overdrive and began working in concert with lots of different constituencies when that news first came out. And the Wall Street Journal in the last week or so reported that only about 25% of the Dakota Dunes employees, somewhere in the neighborhood of 575, maybe closer to 600 employees directly impacted, only 25% at this time, according to the Wall Street Journal, have indicated an interest in moving to Springdale, Arkansas, which, we wish every one of those individuals that is impacted by that announcement well. Our Siouxland community and both the Chamber and the Initiative are going to fight like mad to make sure that those people who wish to remain in our Siouxland community have every employment opportunity and every occasion to do so. We'll continue to work very, very hard to make sure that those people who wish to remain in our community have the avenue to do so. But Barbara, you indicated that it was a mixed October. And of course, that wasn't welcome news. But then a week or so later, there was some very positive news.
And that came from a local business that's been here many, many years. Baumgars announced that they were taking over or purchasing 73 stores from Orscheln, and that would make them now the second largest farm retailer in the United States. So huge news for a local company, and wonderful news.
Great to see Roger and Jane Baumgars, their son Aaron, focusing on continuing to grow that business. And Tori Wingert did a superb job. And Barbara, this is really one of the areas where people don't hear the role the chamber played, but you specifically in your government relations capacity remained very active in working with our senators to make sure the Federal Trade Commission ultimately approved that transaction.
That's right. And again, that we kind of go back to the, you know, the power of having the right connections and just being a voice and continuing to move things along. That's always seems to be the issue with these kinds of deals. So I think it's great to have a voice in Washington, and we were able to assist where we could.
Well, and congratulations to Baumgars. This is great news. Not only did they grow their business by 73 stores, as you mentioned, they now become the second largest farm ranch retailer by number of stores in the United States. They picked up a 300,000 square foot facility in Missouri, and we wish them continued success. Baumgars has meant an awful lot to this community for an awful lot of years. And thanks to Roger, Jane, Aaron, and especially Tori Wingert, their CEO, we were able to finish October. After beginning October with some really, really difficult and challenging news, we were able to finish October with some outstanding news thanks to the Baumgars announcement. But that's also the month where the Siouxland Initiative hosts their annual investor luncheon.
That's right. And this year we were able to bring in, you know, we thought when we talked about ahead of time who would be a good speaker, we thought, well, what is everybody talking about? It's the economy. And so we brought in Creighton economist Ernie Goss, who's very well renowned, I think, for his forecasting and discussions of the economy. And I think that was a really good event, too.
You know, Dr. Ernie Goss, PhD, professor of economics at Creighton University, came in, talked about the economy. But I think what really has people troubled is, what's the future look like? What does inflation look like? Are these increases in interest rates going to arrest inflation? What are the leading indicators? And Dr. Goss, unlike many, many others, suggests that things are going to be better than a lot of his peers are projecting at this time. Now, one of the other things that Dr. Goss talked about is at that time, most people had said we'd already met the criteria for a recession, two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. But there's a little bit of, you know, I guess, finesse in exactly when a recession in the United States is declared. And that's remaining somewhat ambiguous, even to this late date in December.
That's true. And that was very interesting. And the other thing I'll say that was interesting about Dr. Goss was, you don't expect an economist to have a sense of humor, or at least to the extent that Dr. Goss did. So I think, you know, that really worked well, even with our audience, because if you're able to communicate through humor, I think that adds a plus to your credibility.
Well, and once again, like the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, it's really important that we bring a keynote who will compel people to attend, someone who is intellectually engaging and stimulating. And Professor Goss certainly fit the bill. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. If you're tuning in early, Ask Earl May has been suspended this week so that we can bring you a special edition of Grow Siouxland, a one-hour year in review. We were scheduled to bring you Chris Bogenrief, the longtime sponsor of Grow Siouxland. Chris, of course, with NAI United. Mr. Bogenrief today dealing with an unavoidably challenging situation. And so Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, has stepped in to complete a year in review going from January of 2022 through December of 2022, recapping some of the biggest stories in economic development, government relations, transportation, and the like. And Barbara, as we got through the month of October with the Siouxland Initiative annual investor luncheon. There was one more big announcement related to the past wing commander of the 185th. What was that?
That's right. Well, our own Colonel Mark Mucky was promoted to general, which very impressive. And he is now was named the Deputy Adjutant General for the Iowa Air Guard. And it couldn't happen to a better person. That's a phenomenal thing to see coming out of our local area. And again, what a great connection for us moving forward.
You know, Mark Mucky grew up in Morningside, attended East High School. Spent a number of years in the state of Oklahoma with their National Guard, but then came back home, if you will, served as the wing commander of the 185th Air Refueling Wing of the Iowa Air National Guard. And Mark was promoted, as you said, to Deputy Adjutant General for Air. And for those who may not be familiar with the structure, the governor serves as the commander-in-chief of the Iowa Air National Guard. Then the Adjutant General leads the guard, but then there's a deputy adjutant general for both Army and Air. And we're thrilled to see former Colonel Mark Mucky promoted to general and now serving in that role as deputy adjutant general for Air. And he will be a tremendous resource as the 185th continues to grow and expand. And working with Colonel Sonia Morrison, they have a critically important couple of months ahead of them as they work hard to make sure that the 185th has the infrastructure they need to continue for another 75 years right here in Siouxland. And Barbara, that brings us to the month of November, and let's start right back in the military with another significant announcement.
That's right. So another one of our local individuals that was instrumental in the 185th for many years, Colonel Stephanie Salmonis was also promoted to general. So how impressive that two local Siouxlanders have now moved up to the rank of general.
Well, and General Salmonis, also a past member of the board of directors of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. She served as our treasurer. She then went to the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., working in a human resources capacity for the U.S. Space Force. Now back in Iowa, promoted to general and working with General Mucky at Camp Dodge in Des Moines. So our sincere congratulations to General Mucky, General Salmonis, and also back to the month of August, Colonel Sonia Morrison on their promotions. And Barbara, November also the Small Business Expo, which this year was held at the Tyson Event Center.
That's right. So that's an annual event that we do. And it's really for, as a chamber, we're made up of a lot of small businesses, about 80%. And so this is an opportunity for small business groups to actually have one night of expo where they can, you know, show us what they have to offer. And it's always a really nice event. And this year we held it at the Tyson Event Center.
And it was a great event. And the Tyson Event Center, a perfect venue because of its size, because of its footprint. We can get lots of visitors in. And then we transition to the month of December. We wrap up 2022 with really a very significant milestone event.
That's right, especially for the chamber, if you will. We celebrated our 150th anniversary on December 9th. So we were incorporated in 1872. So 150 years later, 2022, we had a celebration here at the chamber to promote that.
And it was a great event. From 3 to 6 in the afternoon, we brought in lots of our past board members, lots of our ambassadors, lots of our current members, president of the organization, Debbie Durham, made an appearance. Our longtime associate, Mary Coaster, 30 plus years with the chamber, stopped in to wish us well. It was great to see so many of those people joining the Siouxland Chamber to celebrate their sesquicentennial.
Right. And unfortunately, I missed it, but I was, you know, involved somewhat in the planning, or at least I knew. But I had other, so I do miss it. But again, that's our 150th, so we have a whole year to continue to celebrate.
Yeah, so we'll celebrate 150 years for the next 12 months. I want to recognize Teresa Rosenboom, who made the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce Investor Plaque, which highlighted one of the first buildings, and a shout out to Bob Sissel, whose artwork for the Peavey Opera House, one of the initial homes of the Siouxland Chamber, and then transitioned into the current building which was dedicated on October 1st of 2019. So kind of the old and the new and the bookends of 150 years. And Barbara, I can't believe that a program goes this quickly, but here we are already at the end of our program. Thanks for stepping up today and leading us through the year in review.
No problem. It was actually really fun to do.
On behalf of Barbara Sloniker, the Executive Vice President of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, I'm Chris McGowan, also with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, thanking you for your support throughout the year. We appreciate you listening to Grow Siouxland. We hope that we bring you timely guests each and every Saturday morning. We also want to thank Powell Broadcasting. Not only was Powell Broadcasting a partner throughout the year, but they broadcast significantly throughout the day for our 150th sesquicentennial. To our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, thank you for all you do throughout the year. We'll be back with more Grow Siouxland in 2023.